Good Wednesday morning, church. Today we are looking at Psalm 71, and this is a reading, it's a prayer of an elderly person who asks to be rescued from wicked people. The writer cries out to God for protection and recounts his trust in the Lord since he was young. The psalm concludes with the writer singing God's praise and speaking of God's faithfulness and righteousness. A very appropriate passage of scripture for all of us this morning. Again, God's saving word today is prayer, and let's get into the reading of Psalm 71, the prayer of an elderly person. Lord, I have come to you for protection. Never let me be defeated. Because you are righteous, help me and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my secure shelter and a strong fortress to protect me. You are my refuge and defense. My God, rescue me from wicked people, from the power of cruel and evil people. Sovereign Lord, I put my hope in you. I have trusted in you since I was young. I have relied on you all my life. You have protected me since the day I was born. I will always praise you. My life has been an example to many because you have been my strong defender. All day long I praise you and proclaim your glory. Do not reject me now that I'm old. Do not abandon me now that I am feeble. My enemies want to kill me. They talk and plot against me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go after him and catch him. There is no one to rescue him. Don't stay so far away, O God. My God, hurry to my aid. May those who attack me be defeated and destroyed. May those who try to hurt me be ashamed and disgraced. I will always put my hope in you. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your goodness all day long. I will speak of your salvation, though it is more than I can understand. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. You have taught me ever since I was young, and I still tell of your wonderful acts. Now that I am old and my hair is gray, do not abandon me, O God. Be with me while I proclaim your power and might to all generations to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches the skies. You have done great things. There is none like you. You have sent troubles and suffering on me, but you will restore my strength. You will keep me from the grave. You will make me greater than ever, and you will comfort me again. I will indeed praise you with the harp. I will praise your faithfulness, my God. On my harp I will play hymns to you, the Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy as I play for you. With my whole being I will sing, because you have saved me. I will speak of your righteousness all day long, because those who tried to harm me have been defeated and disgraced. That's the end of our reading. Today's key verse is Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go forth in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. And let's reflect just a little bit. Of course, the writer is proclaiming that he is old and feeble. And he indicates that he is feeling that he has been abandoned by God. And have you ever felt that perhaps God has abandoned you? Have you ever gone through those dry times when it seems like you are so far away from God and your prayers seem to just bounce off the ceiling? I would say that is something that all of us go through in our lives. And it just may simply be a testing of our faith, because the Word does promise that He works all things together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Let's pray. Sovereign God, You are my secure shelter, strong fortress, my refuge and defense. Each day I turn to You, trusting that You are always near and ready to come to my aid. Daily will I praise You and proclaim Your goodness, righteousness, power, and might. Amen. Well, that brings us to the end of our time together today. And no matter how we feel, remember that our relationship with God is not based on feelings, but it's based on the promises of God's Word. And God's promises are yea and amen. They will never, ever fail. So keep your eyes open for that miracle. It's just around the corner.